RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hempy on the mic Wednesday morning. What's up? Let's get this holiday started. If you're out there on the roads, going somewhere, listening on the podcast, Hempy on the mic, listening on the free Odyssey app, welcome aboard. We'll have some fun today, get you ready for what is always one of the great sports weekends of the year, one of the great eating weekends of the year, indisputably, and I think it's going to deliver for us locally. Of course, want to get into UVA Virginia Tech Commonwealth Cup. We'll do that here momentarily. Remind you that Friday night, VCU basketball right here against Elizabeth City State, the Joey Rodriguez game. He will get his jersey retired, put up in the rafters at the Siegel Center. That will be a pregame ceremony. So if you're going out to the Siegel Center Friday night, get there early. You don't dawdle. Make sure you're in your seat. 6:40 is the time on that ceremony, honoring one of VCU's greats and, of course, a member of that Final Four team that every time we remember it, we get a little bit older. Every time we think about that Final Four, we think, hey, 2011, that was a few years ago. That was not a few years ago. That was a long time ago. Which is not like, oh my God, VCU hasn't been to the Final Four in 13 years. VCU went to the Final Four once and has sustained success since. And I think if you look at the other Cinderella schools that have made Final Fours recently, George Mason didn't sustain that success. Wichita State did not sustain that success. I would argue Butler largely has sustained their success. It's hard to do, and it's hard to stay at the level VCU has for so long. Unfortunately, another rough night for the A-10 last night. Iowa State got the better of Dayton in Maui, but we can deem Maui an unqualified success because the UConn Huskies and Dan Hurley melted down once again. They will be playing for 7th place today out there in Maui. You're defending back-to-back champs. I'm not anti-Dan Hurley. He dominates. I think the Lakers thing went straight to his head. So he won back-to-back college basketball titles. The Lakers wanted him to be their coach. They've got LeBron. They've got Bronny. That's a big job. And he didn't take the job, and that's fine. I don't care what you do either way. But he very much leveraged it into a week of, like, how much do you love me, Connecticut? Like, I'm kind of the man. And he talked about how he had his meeting with the players and, like, made them beg him to stay, basically, even though he knew he was going to stay, but it was a motivational ploy. The whole thing went straight to his head, and he's been out of his mind the last 2 days yelling at the referees way more so than usual. One of them had the audacity to give him a technical foul the other night. A little reality check, a little seventh place game in Maui's not the worst thing in the world. Only thing worse for him would be if he had to play Chaminade in that, which they don't do that anymore out there. They may have to bring it back, though, because these tournaments, this is the last year of normal tournaments, because, and stop me if you've heard this before, super conferences have ruined everything. The rule is at these tournaments, it's one team per conference. That's the limit. And in past years, that's, of course, worked totally fine. There's six great college basketball conferences in a given year, and I'm not even counting the A-10, which, of course, can send a Dayton or a VCU round out the field. You've got so many great teams from, you know, the Mountain West. There's always, you bring a Gonzaga out, you can always find eight great teams for a field, but there aren't any more. There's three good conferences now and some filler conferences, and everybody else downstream, and it's really going to impact the quality of these fields in the coming years. I'm curious to see what they do, how they adjust to that, and hopefully it doesn't dry up what's been a great source of games for VCU and for A-10 teams over the years. I've got high school football as well. You won't be watching Hayfield. They're out. But you will be listening to Kettle Run at Thomas Jefferson Friday night on 1140 News Radio WRVA, right after UVA basketball against Holy Cross. UVA let Manhattan get within six last night at the four-minute timeout, and if that's not UVA basketball, I don't know what is. They extended the lead. They won the game. I'm not feeling vibes of optimism around there, but it does feel like we did this every year with Tony Bennett too, and then they won 112 in the ACC and ended up right on the bubble at tournament time. We'll see. I give Ron Sanchez a chance for sure, and there's talent there. There's been a lack of cohesion, though, for sure, over the past week. The high school football main event, though, Saturday, 1 o'clock, Verina at Dinwiddie. Gary Hess was in here earlier. He's on his way to Dinwiddie to do the pregame interviews, all that. Gary Hess never sleeps. He naps. He doesn't sleep. He naps. But Gary Hess is out around town today, and he always said, I'm not in the prediction business. I am, though, because I can say whatever I want. That's my unofficial rule here. I said, I think Verina hands it to him, because I think that's what's going to happen. And Gary said, yeah, but you know what? Every time somebody doubts Harry Dalton, he says, hold on a second. I got a little something for you. And certainly his stats speak for themselves. The Richmond leader, all-time record book leader in a number of categories. Be fun to watch him take on a Verina team that's as complete as anybody in the area. That's Saturday, 1 o'clock, right here on 910 The Fan. Before the main event, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, coldest Commonwealth Cup ever. We're down at a degree from yesterday. We've gone from 18 degrees at kickoff to 17 degrees at kickoff. This is truly, like, in the world of sports cliches, I think who wants it more is probably one of the dumber ones, because I do think, generally speaking, when an athletic event takes place, both teams want it in a tangible way. They work pretty hard at this stuff. They practice for a while. I saw that Andrew Carter, who's a columnist down in Raleigh, who I love, he was talking about that yesterday, because Mac Brown got fired at North Carolina, and they're like, we need to get serious at football. You know, this is embarrassing. We're not taking football seriously. That's nonsense. Of course North Carolina takes football seriously. They pour millions of dollars into it. Mac Brown was a very defensible, very serious hire. Was he old? Yes, he's old. Does that make him a bad hire? Of course not. He had won a national championship at Texas. He had enormous success. Losing doesn't make your program unserious. It doesn't mean you don't want it more. There's a lot of factors that go into a football game. But here's what I'll say about the UVA-Tech rivalry. Historically, Tech has wanted it more. I think if you look at the recent history of the series, it's really meant something to one of these schools, and it really has just been another game to one of these schools, and that's why I think Tony Elliott's had a good week on the press conference circuit, and we played for you earlier in the week, right? They lose to SMU by a lot, and I'm not interested in relitigating that. SMU's a good team. We'll dive into the college football playoff as the show continues. That's fine. The second that game ended, Tony Elliott, first thing he said, it's rivalry week. We got to go. This matters. And that's a little thing, but that's a big thing because it's going to be 17 degrees at kickoff. It's not going to get warmer as the game goes on. It's not going to get more pleasant to be outdoors on Saturday night. It's not going to be this you know, idyllic, lovely day for football. This is truly going to be about whether you want to be out there or not. And I think Tony Elliott has been working very hard to convey what matters here. And what's interesting is they have a really big goal on the line, which is they can make a bowl game if they win. And here's Tony Elliott yesterday talking about what that means to him. Not much.
But it's rivalry. Bottom line, it's a rivalry. That's what it is. It's a rivalry game. That's the difference. And that's where we have to take a step as a program. Staff, players, everybody. It's rivalry week. And that's kind of been the message to everybody. Nothing else matters. Like, it really doesn't. Nothing else matters but what you do this week. And I think that's the difference. And when you have that intensity, when you have that focus, you have that passion, right? And you can block out the distractions because you know, yes, bowl eligibility is on the line, but there's a lot more on the line, right? And bowl eligibility, right, is what we're after, but I'm really after having all the folks that support Virginia have the upper hand for 365 days, right? And that's how I was bred in a rivalry, and I think that's the difference of the way you look at it, the perspective that you have, that are you playing for something bigger than yourself? And that's the message that I'm working on getting the guys to understand, the intensity that it takes and the way it should feel, the way you should approach it. And I know I talk a lot about every game is the most important game on the schedule, and that is true. But a rivalry game is different.
And he's not wrong. This is a highly consequential game for both sides. For Tony Elliott, it doesn't mean his job or not his job. He's back next year. He's the coach of UVA. They've had successes this year. They've had some near misses. You expect that with a roster like that. Expectations set the table for everything. They were expected to win four. They've won five. So whatever happens here, they got the nice road win at Pitt. They've had some home wins. They have an apathy problem. They have a problem selling tickets. That hasn't been fixed by a five-win season, but they've shown the growth they need to show, and I think Tony Elliott's shown some growth as a coach and an in-game coach as well. I think Anthony Calandri's done as well as he can with a porous offensive line that allowed him to be sacked 9 times the other day and will certainly be one of the keys to this game when we do keys to the game. On the Virginia Tech sideline, you can't sugarcoat this. You can't have a season where they say, And we said, and everybody looks at that roster and says, wow, everybody came back. They're going to be good. And then they weren't good. And now they're at 5, and they're supposed to win 10. That is a huge expectations gap right there. Could Brent Pry survive this? Yeah, absolutely. If he beats Virginia and they go do their thing in a bowl game, I think Brent Pry's the coach of Virginia Tech next year. And as I say every time we talk about Brent Pry, I really, really want it to work. He's the perfect fit. In the category of people not named Shane Beamer, he is the perfect representative of Virginia Tech football. He's got the gravelly voice. He's got the toughness. He's got the Blacksburg to him. He's got that Southwest Virginia to him. He's got that edge. I really want this to work. It is not working, and it is now game 12, which is different than when I said after game 1, oh, shoot, I don't think it's working. Like, it's game 12. It's not working at all. And you can't lose to UVA. That's just about, you got a lot of, you probably got 50,000 people. You're going to drive down Highway 81. They're going to stand out in the cold for 4 hours. It's going to be miserable Saturday night. Like, we're not sugarcoating this. It's going to be miserable out there Saturday night. If those people are sitting in their car at 1 a.m. in traffic on Highway 81 driving home, and they just watched your team lose to UVA, you're done. You're done. They're just, There's too much stewing going on in that car. There's too much rage. You can just picture that the minivan full of rage right now.
I can.
Of the caravan of people.
You remember Aaron Rodgers making calls? He was stuck in traffic.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers sitting in the Lincoln Bridge got somebody fired. The tech boosters sitting on 81, leaving Christiansburg after a loss to UVA. Somebody's getting fired. It's not a thing we endure. I don't like when people get fired. It's just a factual matter. If people spend their Saturday driving down 81, stand in the cold for 4 hours, watch them lose to UVA, somebody's got to get fired. Those are the rules of engagement. Is Tech a better football team on paper than UVA? Heck yes, they are. Absolutely. That defensive line should shred the Wahoos. They shouldn't let Anthony Calandria throw on Saturday. If it's a close game, do I trust Tech? I do not. Not even a little bit. This one's all about UVA finding a way to hang tight, hang close. We'll do more keys to victory as we go on. I want to talk about the new college football playoff rankings, of course, which have come out. And once again, no love for the SEC, and I'm curious what that means for the long-term future of college football as well. We'll dive into some other stuff as well, make some picks. And Zach Joachim joined the show yesterday to talk VCU basketball. We'll run that back for you in the 11 o'clock hour if you missed it. It's a Wednesday. We're getting ready for the holiday. We're doing it in style. You're listening to MP on the mic. We'll make our picks here in about 10 minutes. I'm going to take the points with UVA. Over Tech. UVA is getting 7.5, and if it's close, I like them. I think a blowout win is very much in the cards for Virginia Tech, right? The count them out at your own risk. They've dominated this series, and I devoted a lot of the last segment to UVA understands it's a rivalry finally. Tech has always understood it's a rivalry, so right, don't hear me saying UVA has raised the bar somehow. They're meeting the bar. This is what it takes to sit down at the rivalry table. They are allowed to dine at the rivalry table now by understanding it's a rivalry. Just know Tech's been at that table. They're on their third plate right now. They've been in rivalry mode for years and decades. They know what's going on here. Three plates is a good ambition. I feel like I'm shooting for three. Tomorrow, that's always my goal. Can you get to the third? Second plate, that's doable. Because it's funny because on Thanksgiving you don't want your foods touching each other. You know, you get all the foods, you sample them all. Then Friday, just throw it all in a bowl and eat it. Friday's better than Thursday. Everybody knows that in terms of the Thanksgiving foods. But by the third plate, you're just picking the favorites at that point. You got a top Thanksgiving dish? You got one that.
When I moved here, they had the sweet potato casserole that they do.
That's your thing?
That's a Southern thing. Yeah. I hadn't. Oh, my goodness.
It's a trade, though, because, as you know, in other places in the world, mac and cheese is a Thanksgiving dish.
Yes.
But is generally not here. So we trade-offs. You gotta make the trade-offs sometimes.
I'll take the sweet potato.
You'll take the sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese can be obtained year-round in a way sweet potato cannot.
Right.
Stuffing is dressing here. I think it's the same thing as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
I
think so. They look the same.
It's flavored bread.
Yeah.
I'm in.
You baked it.
You had me a flavored bread.
There's yeah. Fun stuff in there? Sure, I'll eat it.
Yeah, you put some stuff in bread? Yeah.
You put an apple in there. Curious. Huh? I'll try it.
I'll put an apple in my dressing. I don't know, put an apple in my dressing tomorrow. The stuffing's when you stuff it in the turkey.
Yeah.
Which most people don't do anymore, I guess. I'm old school, but, you know, because you want the turkey juices in the stuffing.
That sounds right.
When it's dressing, I think it's like casserole pan, you just bake it kind of situation. Put like some sausage in it, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
it
dresses the plate, I guess. Mashed potatoes overrated.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm gonna go straight there.
Okay.
We've invented French fries. it's tough to go back to other potato based dishes.
We've hit the peak.
Mashed potatoes, obviously, it just if you do it right, you're just eating butter, and butter's delicious.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with mashed potatoes. I don't need mashed potatoes Thursday. I need them Friday to be the base of my leftover bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I need them.
I'm seeing your vision here.
You're seeing the vision here for sure. Big cranberry fan.
Really?
I need the cranberry for sure.
You're a dying breed.
Not the Jell-O wiggly cranberry.
That's, oh, no?
That's not.
You have standards, huh? Fancy man.
Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants here needs a real cranberry at his Thanksgiving, just like the pilgrims, I'm sure.
They've been on the Mayflower. Learned that from CEO Bennett.
You have to. We had Thanksgiving trivia here at Odyssey yesterday.
We did.
I learned what city had the oldest Thanksgiving parade. I would not have guessed that correctly. It was Philadelphia. Is older than New York's Thanksgiving parade. Good for them. You got to have something. New York's the famous one, of course. I'll take the Christmas parade in Richmond any day. Especially when you like, it's the only Christmas parade where Rudolph got impaled by a traffic light once. And that to me is good enough. Our guy Parney will be in the Christmas parade this weekend. They show it on CBS 6, which I love because like sometimes it's cold.
Yeah.
I want to feel my sense of community pride, but I also don't like being cold. So it's a real
from inside.
Yeah. Feel my warmth and jolly. Yeah. Holiday spirit from indoors.
I'm sending it your way. You just can't see me.
I learned this the other day. I didn't know this. Apparently, so Santa, the real Santa, is at the Children's Museum. Legendary Santa.
Ah.
That's the Santa you got to go see.
Okay.
Because he's real. And he has his helper who's like the Ice Queen or the Snow Queen, something like that. One of my friends was the Ice Queen one year.
Oh.
It's either Ice Queen or Snow Queen. It's
you
a whole
get elected?
It's a whole production. Apparently, though, you have to buy tickets to see Legendary Santa. And this is, it's like a
Taylor. It's not just any Santa.
No, this is like a Taylor Swift style situation.
Oh.
Like, you gotta be on it, on it, if you wanna see Legendary Santa. If not, you just gotta go to the Christmas parade and wave and hope
tickets?
He sees you from a distance. No, I'm not on it like that. You gotta be on it.
Really on it, all right.
Yeah, it's a situation apparently, locally. So I'd love to know what goes into the IT team. Like that's such an IT person at the Children's Museum. Like, you got a few jobs, right? You need the hours to be correct, the location to be correct. I would assume they sell tickets to the Children's Museum online. So it's not an easy job. There's a lot of moving elements, but generally speaking, there are no time pressure elements. But one day a year.
It's your Ticketmaster event.
One day a year, you got to be on it. Because the server's going down.
Woo.
For Legendary Santa.
And the Ice Queen.
Right. You get the whole shebang.
I kind of thought it was Mrs. Claus, but I'm okay with the Ice Queen. I'm kind of losing it. Where did she go?
It's not Mrs. Claus.
She's on sabbatical?
This is a very... She's not at this event.
She's at the Bahamas Bowl.
It's not Mrs. Claus. That's what I know. I know we went to go see Santa when you're at the Macy's in New York. My parents... Big, big, big Macy's Thanksgiving parade people. So we went up there. We did it one year. Very funny. You went to Macy's and they have the actual say. You go through this like maze and they like direct you a number of ways. And there's a lot of different rooms. They direct you into the one with Santa in it.
You
don't get to see the other rooms. So I feel bad for the other people, I guess.
That's where the elves are.
What about pie? We'll round this out. You got a preferred.
Oh, I made a pumpkin pie last night.
Here. The classic.
Yeah, it's time. I'm ready.
It's pecan for me.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah. The number one, you may say.
No, I would say pumpkin is probably the number one Thanksgiving preference for Americans.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But that's more pecan for me, is what I say. I also say we need to make some NFL picks, and we need to do it on the other side. You're listening to
910 FM,
flying towards the holiday weekend. Looking forward to that. We'll be back with you on Monday, of course, breaking down the Commanders and the Titans. And I don't think it's a surprise which way I'm going to pick this game. You heard the junkies saying, like, man, everybody's picking the Titans. There's a lot of buzz around the Titans. It's not a thing I'm going to do here during this segment. Let's do this because I obviously want to do, we have to do NCAA football because it's rivalry weekend. But I want to start with the NFL because we got a good Thanksgiving slate. Let's get to it. Detroit Lions kick things off against the Chicago Bears. Lions dropping 10.5 points. They're steamrolling through people right now. The only concern here is it's Thanksgiving. It's Thursday at noon. Weird things sometimes happen in the short window. I don't like giving 10.5 points in a short window game. Do I trust the Bears? Not even a little bit. No. Nor should you. I would stay far away from this game. If you have to make a play, points is better than no points, but I think the Lions take care of business here. 4:30. Some of you guys are going to, it's Giants-Dallas, it's Cooper Rush and Tommy DeVito and whatever. I'm moderately intrigued. I'll watch bad football. I'm not above watching bad football down at Jerry World. Micah Parsons is back. He was a difference maker for him against Washington. Is Tommy DeVito really that bad as he was last week? Yeah, he is. But is Cooper Rush bad? Yes, he also is. I think we could see a wild football game here. Give me the Giants. Give me points. You know I like points on a short week. The late game. The NFL's mean sometimes. Obviously, they chose to have the Thanksgiving night game in Green Bay in the hopes that it will snow. It's not going to snow, but I get where they're going with that, right? We all enjoy watching a snow game. They sent the Miami Dolphins up there to play in that one. They made the Dolphins, not made, I mean, it's the way it worked. The Dolphins play in that playoff game against the Chiefs in 12-degree weather. The Dolphins have built their edge for years on, it's really hot down here. You're not going to be able to handle it. The NFL making them go play in the cold of Green Bay on Thanksgiving night is a particular twist of the knife there. This is a crucial game for the Dolphins, who, against all odds, are not out of it. They're 5-6 right now. If they have a win, they're back to .500. They're down the stretch. They got the Jets twice. But it doesn't get easier from there. They do have the 49ers and the Texans as well. this is a sneaky big game for them if they want to make the playoffs. I'll be very curious to see what Miami team comes out. This would also be a big one for them to prove that they can play in the cold, which they have been unable to do for years, and understandably so. It's an interesting game. Packers are rolling. You saw them win at Lambeau on Sunday. They're 8-3 in third place in their division, which is completely bananas to me. But Detroit and Minnesota are having great years. I don't think Detroit's catchable at the top there. I know it's just a two-game spread, but Detroit's got the one on them already. And I just don't think that that's, you know, they're going to be able to get from here to there, even though they've got another game against the Lions next week that'll be a lot of fun. Give me the points. Give me Miami. I'm taking points in all three games Sunday. That's bad advice. They tell you not to do that. They tell you if you want to win, ride with the big favorites. I like the Dolphins in this kind of, like, you heard this offseason, Mike McDaniel. It was, you know, we're gonna win a playoff game. We're going to win these big games. That's our next step. This is the biggest game of their season. I think he's going to have them ready. I like the Dolphins on Thursday night. Black Friday football is a farce. Don't believe the hype. It's a bad new tradition. Now, you might be saying, I thought they weren't allowed to play football on Fridays, which is very astute of you. NFL football is actually not allowed to play on Friday or Saturday as per their antitrust agreement with the federal government. Fridays are for high school, Saturdays are for college. Once college is over, they could start playing on Saturdays. They're not allowed to play on Fridays. Why can they play on Friday in this case? Well, it's because the game's not being broadcast. It's on Amazon, which doesn't count towards the agreement. It's all a sham. Chiefs are laying 13.5. Take the points. Take the Raiders. You don't watch. Go do something with your family. It's terrible football. Sunday afternoon, we got some good ones. Steelers-Bengals. I'm a little fired up for Steelers-Bengals. Ping pong table's back in the Bengals locker room. That's a team that's going to be playing with a little cohesion, a little togetherness, as you know. Bengals giving 3 to the Steelers. That reflects Joe Burrow. We need to have a Joe Burrow discussion at some point. His numbers are insane. I say on this show regularly, Joe Burrow is the second best quarterback in the National Football League. You guys scoff at me regularly. Joe Burrow is the second best quarterback in the National Football League. He is so good. He is the Patrick Mahomes kryptonite. He's the only guy who can best Mahomes in a battle of equals. He doesn't have the team around him this year. This is a statement game, right? National TV against the Steelers, who are good, great defense. I get why people like the Bengals here, and I'm riding with the Bengals as well on Sunday. Texans-Jaguars. Texans looking to pick it up off the mat after an embarrassing loss to Tennessee. They're 5-point favorites. I think they will. There's talent there. Goes to show you, strike while the iron's hot if you are a young assistant coach. Bobby Slowick was the hot thing last year. Now he's on the hot seat this year in Houston. 4:25 game. We got a good one on Sunday. Eagles-Ravens. Ravens 2.5-point favorites. I just really like this game. I'm fired up for this game. Ravens coming back from the West Coast. Will that mean anything? I don't know. The Eagles fan base, the least content fan base in the history of being in first place in your division and cakewalking into the playoffs. They're 9-2, and everybody's ready to fire everybody up there in Philadelphia. But the other team's Baltimore. And it's hard for me to pick Baltimore, too. You got to pick one of the teams. Give me Baltimore. And the Niners-Bills, the nightcap. I don't see San Francisco turning around this week. I don't see San Francisco turning it around, period, which is a strange thing to say at this juncture of the season. They're 5-6. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think you got to make peace with that. Commanders-Titans. Commanders 5.5-point favorites. The Titans getting the buzz. They're the trendy team. They beat Houston. Stop it. Ride with the Commanders. Jaden Daniels figured it out in tempo late. He's playing well. Cliff Kingsbury does not want 2 full weeks of why does Cliff Kingsbury melt down late in seasons. He's going to figure this out. And if he doesn't figure it out, it's going to be a long 2 weeks for our guy Cliff Kingsbury. I think they take care of business. Commanders over the Titans on Sunday. College football, it's rivalry week, it's playoff week, implications up and down the board. No team has more on the line than Clemson this week. Clemson is a long shot to make the ACC title game. It's probably not going to happen for them. But I think they could still sneak in. It's all going to be the whims of politics here, but a win against South Carolina would be an excellent closing statement for them. That said, the Fightin' Shane Beamers have shown up when it matters this year. I like South Carolina in this. They could play their way into the playoffs. Tennessee Vandy, I am going to watch the crap out of Tennessee Vandy. Diego Pavia trying to beat Tennessee, knock them out of the playoffs. Little brother beating big brother and knocking him out of the playoffs. Storylines do not get better than that. I love this game, and I love Vandy getting 11.5. I think they're going to keep it close. It'll be a lot of fun. Michigan, Ohio State, not the game you expected it to be. You'd say, like, it's a rivalry. Throw out the records. Don't throw out the records. Ohio State's the better team. It's not particularly close. Ride with Ohio State on this one. UVA taking on Virginia Tech. Late night in Blacksburg, 8 o'clock. You'll hear it. Tech broadcast on the Fan. UVA broadcast on 1140 WRVA. Virginia Tech, a 7.5-point favorite in this game. And I think that's a telling number, because if they win, they're going to win by 2 scores. They're going to win by 3 scores. They're going to lead wire to wire. They're going to take care of business like they always do in this rivalry. If this is a close football game, I'm riding with Tony Elliott. If this is a close football game, I've seen too much Brent Pry in close football games. This is all about UVA keeping them within reach in the first half, keeping them within reach in the third quarter, and then reeling them in the fourth when everybody's cold and tired. That's when it's time to win this football game. If Tech's winning by 2 touchdowns at halftime, it's over. Kiss it goodbye. If UVA can hold them in arm's reach, they're going to reel them in. They're going to win. It's going to be a stunner. Winner goes to a bowl game. Nobody's going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl, though. Got to just make peace with that. JMU, senior day at home against Marshall, 3.5-point favorites. I actually like Marshall in this one. Don't tell the Dukes that. Still a great first season for them with Bob Chesney. They're going to a bowl. They're not going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl either, but they're going to a bowl. I like JMU. That's NFL picks and a little college picks on the end for you. We're back with more after this. You're listening.
Right, the
tonight, 10 the Fan.
Out.
Now flying towards Thanksgiving. It's Wednesday. It's 10:49. And football never stops, as you know. A little breaking news from the world of football. Daniel Jones is signing with the Minnesota Vikings. This, according to ESPN, he will serve as the backup quarterback to Sam Darnold in Minnesota. Of course, the Vikings very much in the hunt, with second place in the NFC North right now, 9-2 record, as they are one game back of Detroit, not just for the division, but also the bye right now. They lost to Detroit 31-29 earlier this year. They'll play them in the final game of the year. That's a game that very much could determine who's got the bye in the NFC. I don't think Sam Darnold's going anywhere, but it'll be an interesting thing to see. I think that this is a long-term play, not a short-term play for Daniel Jones, is my first read on this, because Sam Darnold's the Vikings starting quarterback. They have J.J. McCarthy, who they drafted, who they like, who got injured before the season, is going to miss the whole year. Because of that, I think it would be very awkward for them to sign Sam Darnold to a long-term deal after the season. Because if you give him 3-4 years, well, that's J.J. McCarthy's whole rookie contract. And he's going to get paid because he's had a great year. You also have that little bit of hubris, I guess, of like, we took Sam Darnold and made him awesome and we're 9-2. We can do this with anybody. Why would we pay Sam Darnold? Enter Daniel Jones, a guy who needs a coach who can resurrect his career. My guess is they're feeling this out. They're kicking the tires to see if he's the guy for next year to bridge the gap to J.J. McCarthy, planning on not being able to re-sign Sam Darnold. Now, they let Kirk Cousins go. I think they'll have no issues letting Sam Darnold go. Good coaching, good organizations overcome a lot in the NFL, and that's certainly what the Vikings appear to be right now, with Kevin O'Connell, of course, on that graphic, former Washington assistants from the early 2010s. My guess is Daniel Jones is going to do some watching, some learning, and they're going to do the vibe check and see if this works. And if it does, wouldn't surprise me at all if he's your quarterback next year for the Vikings as they get J.J. McCarthy in and ready to roll in Minnesota. So a little breaking football news this morning for you. Daniel Jones off to Minnesota. Of course, we were all rooting for the funniest possible outcome, which of course would have been him signing with the Cowboys and playing against the Giants on Christmas Day. We'll just have to settle for bad football instead out there at Jerry World. Hopefully the sun will blind somebody. I don't know. There's the possibility of catastrophe anytime a game is played at Jerry World. It's that little bit of intrigue that keeps you watching. When we slide into hour number two, I do want to talk about the college football playoff. New standings were released yesterday. And once again, no respect for the SEC, but it sets up a really fun Clemson-South Carolina game. And you know I root for chaos in these situations whenever possible. We've got a chaos situation brewing in the ACC where the conferences have been very clear. They want conference championship game participants prioritized. And I don't think they're going to be able to do that in the ACC. Now, the SEC is maybe in a similar boat where Georgia can make the SEC title game and lose to Texas and become a three-loss team. I think they'll still make it in easily. I think whatever two teams play in the SEC title game are going to the playoffs. I don't think they want to play in the SEC title game, but they have to. Those are the rules. That's how the sport's set up, and they'll get an opportunity to go play in the college football playoff after that. The other thing I want to mention before this hour is over, USL League One soccer, which you know we can't talk enough USL League One soccer here. That's the Richmond Kickers League. Voting is open for the best save of the playoffs on the USL One website. And as we always note when I talk about this, I'm tremendously biased here. This is my wife's cousin. He's the goalie for the Kickers, James Snedden. He's awesome. He's going to be at Thanksgiving, so he's awesome. He is up for USL League One save of the playoffs. It's an online poll, so you can just go vote all day. You can just make that the rest of your day. You're not doing anything else until you go drinking with your friends tonight, and then make it your day tomorrow when you're sitting around with family. Just keep voting. Make sure James Snedden wins USL League One save of the playoffs. Yeah, absolutely. They say tonight's the busiest night for bars because everybody's back home, but you don't have the family obligations yet. So lots of people go out, friends, all that sort of thing tonight.
Which makes sense.
I've always been in sports world where you just, we don't obey the traditional clock, which I've never had a problem with. I've spent many Thanksgivings at Jerry World in Dallas, mm-hmm. and my thought is always, this feels like a fair trade. Like, two football teams are working, and kind of the people who are required to put it on, so that everybody else can be entertained on the holiday. Like, that always felt like a fair trade. Like, if everybody plays on Thanksgiving, that's a bad idea. We all understand why that's a bad idea. I never had a problem. Like, we're working, but the rest of the world's not. We're providing them entertainment at a time when they need it. And I will say this. I don't want to disrespect any of the very wonderful people in my life who prepare great Thanksgiving meals every year, my mother included. Growing up, we always had a great Thanksgiving spread. The Thanksgiving feast at Cowboys Stadium, ooh, and this isn't just a media thing. You can go to the concession stand and buy the box Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, wow.
And it's got everything.
Ooh, okay.
And I just want to say this. Like, I don't talk about the media food a lot because it's not my thing. Like, you know, I'm there, I'm working, I go home. Thanksgiving at Jerry World, the Thanksgiving plate is so good. I don't know how they do it, what they do is the best turkey I've ever had.
Wow.
It's like the Texas barbecue slow smoke style. Is really, like, somebody's grandma's back there making pies for 80,000 people. I don't know how they do it. It's just really, really good. It's the place to be on Thanksgiving. And if you're not, be at home and listen to the Commanders this weekend, listen to VCU, all that good stuff. Hour number two on deck. If there's more breaking news, we'll share it with you. Otherwise, we'll talk sports.
One,
you're listening to 910
The
Fan. Thanksgiving break. Have fun. Lay low. Be with family. Enjoy football. Enjoy the food. We'll be back on Monday. Have not spent a lot of time today on the Washington Commanders. But there's a very important reason for that. It's a dark place in the sense of we can either complain about what's going on, or we can be like, they're going to beat the Titans, And I don't think either is nearly as compelling a storyline as this Commonwealth Cup is. I'm kind of all in on UVA and Virginia Tech right now. They're both at 5. Winner gets to go to a bowl game. Tech has blown them out for years. I moved here in 2007. The first Commonwealth Cup I covered was 2008, I believe. I may have been, it was the 07, the Chris Long game, because I was at the Chris Long game. UVA retired Chris Long's jersey before his final collegiate game in a pregame ceremony against Virginia Tech. And he was still allowed to wear the jersey during the game, so that was a nice touch by them. They didn't win. They never win. I was there a couple years ago when they won. But usually, it's not close. And I just think, here we go. Lucy's holding the football. Let's go kick it. Most years, I don't have hope. Most years, it's the Commonwealth Cup will be played this weekend. One team is going to steamroll the other team. And you know what team that is. Chris Long year, it's the hope that kills you. It was in Charlottesville. There was hope. It didn't happen. That's what gets you. It's the hope that gets you. I think there's hope this year. And that's what will make it sting extra bad on Monday during Who's Talking. I think there's hope this year. I really do. For the Wahoos, they got to keep it close. Don't need to beat the Hokies, because the Hokies can beat the Hokies. They've proven very capable of that this year. Just let them be in a position to do that. For Virginia Tech, got to get back to a bowl game. We talked about preseason, right? It was unfair to say this team should hang with the Clemsons and Miamis of the world, because they're not that. But it's also not fair to say, they won 6, they made a bowl. Guess that's good enough. That's not good enough in Blacksburg. Not with the resources, not with the history, not with what that program could be. Not with the schedule they played this year. 6 wins is quite frankly not good enough. And 5 wins is definitely not good enough. So there will be a lot to unpack there in the coming days and weeks. But Commanders, Titans, keys to victory here, obviously. I like where the secondary is at right now relative to their talent level. They got to continue to play at that level. You've got to find a way to make the takeaways, make the big plays, right? A lot of that's luck. But they've done a great job of setting their offense up to win the last couple weeks. They got to keep doing that. And then, of course, on the other side, you got to cash them in. This game is not about the defense, not about Dan Quinn, not about Joe Witt. They've done their job the last 2 weeks. And I know the scores have been big, the points allowed has been big, but it's all been fourth quarter points. And when you play well as a defense and you look up at the scoreboard and it's 3-3, that's demoralizing. When you look up at the scoreboard and you're playing well and it's 21-3, you keep your foot on the gas. So I don't blame the defense for the last 2. Obviously, it was a tough late touchdown they allowed against Dallas on the pass where there's miscommunication. That's one play. In a season, it's been pretty good for the defense. I think this comes down to, can the offense get back to where they need to be? And if they can, they should beat the Tennessee Titans. And if they don't, it's going to be a long 2 weeks during the bye, because it's going to be time to ask, are these guys actually going to make the playoffs? Which we took for granted for a minute there, which you do with a 7-2 team, because statistically speaking, at 7-2, you do make the playoffs. That's a 92% chance, I believe, at that point. So it wouldn't be good. We lived it with Jim Zorn. We'll live it again if we need to live it again. But I have full faith in Jaden Daniels doing his thing. Little news out of Commander's camp. They put Austin Seibert on IR, which is the polite way to cut him. It's the nice, clean, polite way to cut a guy who probably had no business kicking last week at all with the injury. I'm chalking that one up to the coaches, not to Austin Seibert. All right, we'll duck out of here. Rome is burning up next. We're back on Monday. Gary Hess, Coach Chris, have 2 high school football games for you this weekend. We're on WRVA. That's 1140 on Friday night, 7 o'clock from VUU. TJ playing that game. And then, of course, for Ina Dinwiddie, the main event down in Dinwiddie. They'll fire the cannons Saturday, 1 o'clock, back here on The Fan. Tech football Saturday night, Commonwealth Cup, lot on the line, 8 o'clock right here on The Fan. Commanders Titans Sunday, 1 o'clock right here on The Fan. That wraps it all up. We'll talk to you on Monday. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.